During this springtime, it's one of my favorite times of year, especially for sporting event purposes. Has anybody else been watching a lot of basketball? Is it just me? You guys watching a lot of the March Madness?
Oh.
Yes? Some of you? Yes, definitely. I have been spending a lot of time when I'm not celebrating Mass and praying watching basketball. Can I have the first slide, please? Does anybody know what that is? Has anybody seen that? Let's see what's going on there. Does anybody know what's happening? Yes. A foul's happening. Specifically, what kind of foul? Do you know what that... Defensive player's in good position here. He gets knocked down. What's that called? It's called a charge. Now, if you're watching basketball, referees love to call charges. They love when this happens, when offensive player just bowls over a defensive player, because referees like to do something like, offensive foul. They love it. But as a defensive player, it's a tough thing to do because it means sacrifice. It means putting yourself in the way and maybe getting hurt a little bit. See, number one, it's like his head snapping back. He's going to hit the ground right there. It takes a lot of guts, a lot of courage to take a charge. But it can reward your team, and it changes the momentum of a game. Which reminds me about the readings that we heard today. Jesus says, hey, look, there's a time for sacrifice. There's a time when we've got to give up things. And we don't just see it in basketball. We see it in other things as well. Can I have the next one? This is a picture of a chess game. Does anybody recognize that one piece all by himself? What is that? It's a pawn, and the pawn is like 1 on 20. Not good odds, is it? The caption of this picture says, your role may be thankless, but if you're willing to give it your all, you just might bring success to those who outlast you. Sometimes in games we play, sometimes in life itself, we have got to sacrifice. Sometimes we have got to make sacrifices in our lives and in our job. And certainly if we're playing the chess game, we might need to sacrifice a pawn so that we can do pretty well. Now in a couple of weeks, baseball season's going to start, right? Is there another kind of sacrifice that we know about in baseball? Can I have the next slide, please? What kind of sacrifice do we do in baseball? Does anybody know what that is? What is it? A sacrifice bunt. That's when a player intentionally gets themselves out so that the runners can advance. So in baseball, this might be the last time the Astros employ this, because next year they're going to be playing in the American League, and there's not as much sacrifice bunting that goes on. But sometimes in sports, we have to sacrifice. Sometimes we have to take one for the team. Sometimes we might have to get ourselves out so that the runners can advance, to do something powerful, something that's greater than us. And it doesn't just happen in sports, guys. It happens in our faith, right? Can I have the next slide? Does anybody know what that's a picture of? Do you know? What's that a picture of? Yes, ma'am. What's it a picture of? Do you know? It's a picture of family. Specifically, that's my family. And so in families, we know that sometimes we have to sacrifice. If you have brothers and sisters, sometimes you might not get to do all the cool things you want to do because you've got to look out for your brothers and sisters. Sometimes your parents might ask you to take care of your younger brothers and sisters. Or sometimes your parents might ask you to share as a family. But families, being a part of a family means sacrificing. That we've got to do what's best for the family. That we've got to do what's best for each other. So we share that wonderful gift of family. And we share a lot of things. And sometimes it means we have to sacrifice. We also sacrifice in our faith life. Remember? Do you guys know what penitential, next slide please? You know what season we're in right now? What's this season? Yes. What season are we in now? What? What season are we in?
Lent.
And what do we do during Lent? Yes, sir. We sacrifice. So during Lent, we give up something. We maybe be nicer to our family or our friends. Maybe we pray a little bit more. Maybe we give a little extra to the poor. All of that during this Lenten time, it's a reminder that we sacrifice, that we do something for others so that the love of the Lord that's in our heart, we may share that with those around us. And so during this Lenten season, we participate in what it means to sacrifice, to share our lives, to share our faith with those around us. Now, who do we learn from the best? Who's the best sacrificer of them all? Who is it? Yes, sir. Jesus. And what does he say in the gospel today? He says something very important. He gives an analogy. He says, I must sacrifice myself. And I need to be like what? Does anybody remember? There's a specific plant that he talks about. Specific. Yes. You don't know. How about if I show you? Yes. Do you know? A grain of wheat. Let's see the grain of wheat. Okay, so a grain of wheat, Jesus says, look, I've got to make myself like a grain of wheat. If the wheat continues to live, it doesn't give its seed to the earth. And it doesn't multiply. So Jesus says, for me, I've got to give my life. I've got to give my life to share with others. He says, I'm going to have to die. And his disciples in the gospel are like, no, Jesus, you can't do that. What are you talking about? Jesus says, I must. I have to do this. I have to give my life so that others may receive the joy that you have. And how did Jesus sacrifice for us? Do you remember what he did on the night before he died? What happened? What was the first thing that happened? He went into the garden to pray. And then do you know what happened to him? Who got him? Do you guys know? A mean army. Can I have the next one? That's very good. Jesus was arrested. One of his own disciples betrayed him. And Jesus was arrested. He was put in jail. But he had to do that for us because he loves us. Because he sacrificed. Then after he was arrested, what happened? Who did he have to stand before? Who did he have to go see? Do you know who did he have to go see? Yes, ma'am. Pontius Pilate, the next one, please. Then Jesus was put on trial in front of all the Sanhedrin, in front of Pontius Pilate. He was judged, and then he was condemned to die. And what did he have to do on his way to death? What did they put on his head? Do you remember? Yes, sir. Crown of thorns. Can I have the next one, please? Now, do you think that was comfortable? No, it was an act of love. It was a sacrifice. He says, look, I'm going to endure this pain because I love you. I'm going to wear this crown of thorns, which is pushing in on my head, which is giving me a horrible headache, which is causing me all kind of pain. But I'm doing it for who? For everyone. For all my children. For all my brothers and sisters in the world. And finally, Jesus had to carry what? As he was on his way to death. Yes, ma'am. He had to carry his cross. Jesus carried his cross. And then what did he do on the cross? Yes, sir. He died on the cross. So would you say that Jesus sacrificed? Do you think that we can learn a great lesson from Jesus and his love for us? Anytime we want to know what kind of sacrifice that Jesus made for us, we can look up at the cross. Because it is our Lord and Savior who died for us, who showed us, look, I am sacrificing myself. I am giving my love to you so that you can be free. So my friends, we have 2 weeks of Lent left. My question to you is, what kind of sacrifices are you going to make for the Lord? What kind of sacrifices are you going to do? Because our Lord sacrifices for us. He gives us His love. He gives us His life. He gives us His presence. And may the Lord continue to strengthen us as we learn from Him what it means to sacrifice. Thank you guys very much. You can go back to your seats.